Ladies and gentlemen, greetings and welcome to Traxión First Quarter 2019 Earnings Call Results. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. A brief question-and-answer session will follow the formal presentation. If anyone should require operator assistance during the program, please push star zero on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, this program is being recorded. It is now my pleasure to introduce your host, Aby Lijtszain, Executive President. Thank you. You may begin.
Thank you, operator, and thank you all for joining us. Welcome to our quarterly earnings call. I'm very pleased to present once again outstanding quarterly results. Commercially, Traxión had a very strong beginning in 2019. Mexico continues to present us with great expansion and growth opportunities, and we have the way to seize them through our superior execution capabilities. In financial terms, our consolidated revenues grew 52.5% compared to the same period of last year. We continue to become more efficient in terms of expenses while maintaining a strict cost control. This resulted in a growth of 102.6% in consolidated EBITDA compared to the first quarter of 2019. Most relevant, not only EBITDA more than double this quarter compared to the same period of last year, but its growth double the growth of revenues as well. In summary, this is a very good news. Traxión continues delivering strong figures. Having said that, I will now hand over the call to Rodolfo Mercado, our CEO, who will further discuss our extraordinary results in more detail. Please, Rodolfo, go ahead.
Thank you, Aby. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining. As Aby already mentioned, we had a very strong first quarter, and we are now seeing the effects of the investments we made last year. I would like to discuss the most important highlights of our business segments compared to the first quarter of 2018. In the cargo segment, increase in sales was 67%, based on a healthy organic growth and driven by the acquisitions of Bisonte. Total kilometers driven increased 45%, while the average fleet increased by 28%, equivalent to 461 units. This means that kilometers volume continued to grow more than our fleet, proof that our constant efforts to make our fleet more efficient and productive is working. The average revenues per kilometer improved 9.7%. We continue to see the results of our successful synergy between MIM and CIT, and our client optimization strategy continues to prove effective. In our logistics business, increase in revenues was 30% as a result of a growth of more than 83,000 square meters. We continue to reshape Redpack, which is basically to strengthen his operations structure, management, and IT platform in order to get it ready for the plans we have to expand our logistics operations. In the personal and student transportation segment, our sales growth was 35%. We were entirely organic, with the North Bajío regions being the main drivers. There was an increase in kilometers volume of 33%, and most important, our average fleet grew by roughly 1,100 units since the first quarter of 2018. In summary, as you can see, this segment has the capacity to show real, tangible growth. This growth is efficient, not only because kilometers volume is growing faster than our fleet, but also because revenues are growing more than the fleet and kilometers volume. Finally, we continue to see this year a strong demand in this segment. Overall, Traxión, in the first quarter, we achieved an increase in sales of 53%, driven by our constant organic growth and the acquisitions of Bisonte and Redpack. Our total kilometers volume grew 38%, and our revenues per kilometer increased in both segments. Traxión grew its average fleet roughly 38% as well, ending this quarter in 8,002 operating units. Most important, the company improved its margin by 500 basis points, achieving a margin of 20.2% in our operations. We are the leaders in our industry, and we're continuously working to become a more productive and efficient company. We continue to perceive a healthy market for our services, and our sector fundamentals have not changed. We're very excited about what we see going forward. With this, I conclude my remarks. Now I will ask Walt Silverstein, our CFO, to walk you throughout the financial results in deeper details. Please, Walt, go ahead.
Thank you, Rodolfo. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining. I will now walk you through the most relevant financial figures in more detail. As Abby and Rodolfo already discussed, consolidated revenues grew 52.5% in the first quarter, mainly due to organic growth in the personal and student transportation segment by three main reasons: increased productivity and efficiency in cargo operations, expansions in the logistic business, and the contribution of the acquisitions of 2018. Both business segments showed healthy improvements on a year-on-year basis. Beyond revenues, Traxión was able to maintain strict cost control. Total costs increased 53% to reach 2,036 million pesos. This increase is almost entirely explained by growth in revenues. Fuel, our most representative operating cost, increased 59.9%, slightly above the growth in consolidated revenues, and mainly driven by the increase of 38% in kilometer volume, and by an increase in fuel prices of more than 17% compared to the same period of last year. Regarding labor, our second most relevant cost, we recorded an increase of 34.6%, which is lower than the growth of revenues, fleet, and kilometer driven. As a percentage of revenues, this line showed a contraction of 180 basis points, which is mainly due to integration among subsidiaries. Depreciation and amortization also showed an important increase of 165% and is mainly explained by the organic growth of fleet and the acquisitions conducted in 2018, which added significant assets to the balance sheet. Other costs, which include mainly those related to facilities, terminals, yards, shops, points of sale, communications, utilities, and other operating costs that are directly linked to the operation of our facilities and fleet, increased 40%, which is explained basically to the growth of overall operations of the company, reflecting costs that were non-existing in the first quarter of last year. Our general expenses recorded 538 million pesos, an increase of 32.5%, which is well below that of revenues, and showing a significant improvement of 280 basis points as a percentage of revenues. All of this resulted in a growth of 102.6% in EBITDA, that represents more than double the growth of consolidated revenues, implying a margin of 20.2%, a 500 basis point expansion compared to the first quarter of 2018. This is basically explained by the increase in revenues and by the operating leverage, in line with previous quarters that resulted in such margin expansion. Moving on the comprehensive financial result, you will notice that it came at an expense of 146 million pesos, compared to 254 million incurred in the same period of 2018. This is mainly due to an increase in interest expense because of the expansion in the company's leverage levels. Bottom line, our net income reached 83 million pesos, compared to a loss of 149 million pesos in the first quarter of last year. This is due to the growth in operating revenue, margin expansion, and lower financing expense. Shifting gears, our operating cash flow for the quarter registered 322 million pesos, a growth of 312 million pesos that stems from greater net income and better working capital management. In terms of CapEx, the company exercised 455 million pesos, which was mainly for fleet expansion. Approximately 83% was designated for expansion in the personnel and student transportation segment, and the remainder was for both expansion and renovation in the cargo fleet. Again, we ended another busy quarter that resulted in positive figures, both financial and operational. Please bear in mind that all these figures and results are in line with the company's budget. Lastly, I just wanted to briefly discuss leverage. Total debt has increased more than 56% since the first quarter of last year. This is because we incurred in debt to finance a portion of our growth. We are still below our internal leverage ratio target of 2.5 times net debt to EBITDA and we plan to keep it that way. With this, I conclude my remarks and open the floor for Q&A.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now be conducting our Q&A session. If you would like to ask a question, please push star 1 on your telephone keypad now. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may push star 2 if you'd like to remove your question from the queue. And for any participant using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pushing the star key. One moment while we poll for questions. Our first question comes from the line of Alejandro Chavales from Actinver. You are now live.
Hi, everyone. Congratulations on the results. Just two questions. The first one, we saw, the quarter was great in all operating metrics. The only thing that stood out for me was that revenue per kilometer for the personal and student transportation segment didn't really increase that much. I think it grew like 1%. Even with the increase in fuel costs, perhaps we could look at a pass-through in the next quarter of increased fuel costs, or how should we think about this? And then I'll ask my next question later.
Hi, Alejandro. How are you? This is Wolf. Good morning. Regarding that, it's mainly because of the delay that we have when we make the pass-through against all of our clients in the personal segment. So it took us like maybe 3 to 4 months to make all the pass through to our clients. So we expect to achieve the same difference at least in the next period.
Okay, that's great. And the second one, talking about the effect on IFRS, on EBIT and EBITDA, I don't know if you could perhaps quantify the effect that this had both on EBITDA and on depreciation and interest expenses if it was material.
The effect on the balance sheet, hi Alejandro, this is Toño. The effect on the balance sheet of IFRS 16 is around 400 million pesos.
Okay, and could you comment on perhaps a bit or a bit measures or net income?
For the year, we are estimating an impact of around 100 million pesos in EBITDA. Derived from IFRS 16.
And I'm guessing it's spread out evenly across quarters, right? Mostly?
No, it's not. We think it's not going to be linear.
Okay. More weighted towards the later, the second half of the year, perhaps?
Excuse me, can you repeat?
Perhaps a little bit more weighted to the second half of the year.
No, for specifically for this quarter, it was around 40 million pesos in EBITDA.
That's great. I think that's everything on my side. Congratulations on the results.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you'd like to ask any questions, please push star 1 on your telephone keypad now. One moment while we poll for more questions. Ladies and gentlemen, it appears we have no further questions in queue at this time. I would like to turn the floor back over to management for closing comments.
Thank you. As you can see, we're very busy this quarter. We'll continue to focus on profitability and organic growth, and we take advantage of the opportunities we encounter. Have an excellent week.